With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Tennessee voters are casting ballots in a special election today that's being closely watched in the nation's capital. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Off-year special elections don't usually generate national interest, but the race to choose a representative for Tennessee's conservative 7th congressional district is doing just that. The contest has seen a surge in spending from both Republicans and Democrats. President Trump phoned into a pre-election day rally yesterday as Republicans cling to a slim majority in the House, while Democrats hope a strong showing could boost them ahead of midterms next November. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Wintry weather is making its way across much of the nation today.
Ashton Robinson Cook with the National Weather Service's Forecast Center says this storm system is centered over the mid-Atlantic and moving through the region.
It'll strengthen as it gets out over coastal waters southeast of Long Island. And as it does so, there's going to be a strip of winter weather, primarily heavy snow, from northeastern Pennsylvania, northeastward through New England and parts of Maine.
The National Weather Service issued winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine, Connecticut, and New York ahead of the snow's arrival. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
The Trump administration will withhold SNAP food aid from recipients in most Democratic-controlled states starting next week. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins said Tuesday that the action is in the works, because those states are refusing to provide information the department requested on recipients, including names and immigration status. On Wall Street, the Dow by 185 points. This is SRN News. Who trusts the mainstream media?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the mainstream media. Black Protestants, at 65%, are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
Over the past few decades, hundreds of thousands of Christians have left parts of the Middle East for good, driven by wars and the rise of Muslim extremists. In Iraq, large numbers of believers fled after the U.S.-led invasion in 2003 and the rise of ISIS that followed. Iran's been persecuting Christians for decades, and the rise of the Taliban in Afghanistan has driven many believers out. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
If the initial tallies hold true, it was indeed a green Cyber Monday for America's online retailers. Adobe Analytics expects Cyber Monday sales to hit $14.2 billion by the time all is said and done. So much for the doom and gloom predictions surrounding President Trump's tariffs.
The Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development is upgrading its outlook for global and U.S. economic growth this year. The 38-country OECD now forecasts the world economy will expand 3.2% this year, an improvement on the 2.9% it predicted for 2025 back in June. The OECD also is raising its forecast for U.S. growth this year to 2%, up from the 1.6% it had forecast in June. Rich Thomason reporting.
At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 185 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.